Srila Gurudev has asked me to speak the meaning of this song. He explained this meaning very beautifully. Gaur and Krishna are one. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who, just as Srila Gurudev explained about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur last night, all throughout the night would write and sing such songs as these, weeping and heart melting, remembering so many verses and so many leelas, and entering in their divine service. So he's praying, Garanga Boli Te Habe. Habe, Srila Gurudev explained, Habe or Kabe is one of the most important words in our whole philosophy. And it means, when will it be? Following the Sampradaya of Srila Rupa Goswami, the sadhak is trying to come to the sublime level of separation. Not that I'm seeing Krishna, not like Sahajya, but always asking, when or when will that day come to me? That simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, tears will come to my eyes. When will by chanting the name of Gaura, who is Krishna himself, covered by the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika, when by chanting his name will the hairs of my body stand on end in ecstasy? Once we came to Srila Gurudev for a darshan in Vrindavan, and one of the deities asked, how are you? He first asked, how are you? And we said, fine, how are you? And he said, oh, I am not okay. Why are you not okay? He said, when I should be crying, I am laughing. And when I should be laughing, I am crying. And then he quoted, Nayanam Galadashu Daraya. When by chanting the name of Krishna, tears will flow from my eyes like torrents of rain. So he stresses over and over again that this when word is one of the most important words for our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Then he says, Arkave Nitai Chand Kuruna Koribe. Without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot get the mercy of Gauranga or Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu is Akhanda Guru. All of the gurus in our line, Rupa Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, everybody, all the gurus are all within Nityananda Prabhu. He's Akhanda Guru Tattva, complete Guru Tattva. And all gurus are manifestations from him. So Nityananda is Balaram, non-different from Balaram. And what do we want from Nityananda? Just as in the shape of Balaram, Balaram cannot serve to his fullest heart's content. He serves in all capacities, as Krishna's friend, as Krishna's elder brother in Vatsalya, as Lord Vishnu creating all the universes, maintaining and destroying them, manifesting as unlimited incarnations. He manifests as Anantashesh, who carries all the universes on his hoods. He expands as the Jivas, and he facilitates all of Krishna's Leela. And when he can't be there, he's always Dham. He's Dhameshwara, so he manifests as the Dham to witness all of Krishna's even most intimate pastimes with the gopis. But in what form can Balaram or Nityananda give what we who are aspiring to be followers of Rupa Goswami in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in what form can Balaram and Nityananda give what we want in the form of Ananga Manjari? He can give that service to Srimati Radhika. So Srila Gurudev expressed this very great secret, and I don't know if I should be repeating it, but he said that when we're praying Arkave Nitaichan Karuna Hoibe, when will I get that mercy of Nityananda? We're asking, when will Nityananda, in his form of Ananga Manjari, give me mercy so that all of my material desires will become insignificant? And how can they become insignificant unless my spiritual desires become significant? And unless I know what my particular specific desire is, it can never become so significant. So we're asking, praying for the mercy of Nityananda in the form of Ananga Manjari for the ultimate goal of life. Then he's praying, Vishaya Chariya Kabe Shuddha Habimana. Again, this word Kabe, when will that happen? Nijasiddha Deya, Nijasiddha Nam, Nijarupa Swavasana. Not like the Sahajiyas, but in the line of Rupa Goswami, we pray, when will I get my spiritual form, my spiritual name, my spiritual dress? When will that mercy come upon this wretched fallen soul? So here he's asking, when will my vishaya, all my desires and activities and sense gratification, become insignificant so that Vrindavan will be so merciful and manifest itself in my heart and that I can be a servant of Vrindavan? And what is the process for making this all happen? Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti. Akuti means eagerness. When will I develop great eagerness to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna through the mercy, through the teachings, through the books of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami? Srila Gurudev explained that all of our acharyas, although they worship all the six Goswamis, particularly because Rupa and Raghunath are the chief of all the Rupanuga. Raghunath Das Goswami is the chief Rupanuga Acharya. And Rupa Goswami is himself the guru of gurus, of acharyas, of acharyas. And he himself is, of all the unlimited maidservants of Srimati Radhika, he is the head of the heads. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in his siddha form as Rati Manjari, is the second head, right under Rupa Manjari. So all of the acharyas in our line, Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, here Srila Narottam Das Thakur, are specifically praying for the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath, that when will I be able to understand their books and eager to read their books under the guidance of Shiksha and Diksha Guru, so that I can understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. Then he concludes that my only aspiration, as Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said on the last day before he disappeared from this world, that our only aspiration should be that we become the dust of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Rupa Manjari. So Srila Narottam Das Thakur is saying that this is my constant prayer and constant aspiration. Gaur Premanandi Hari.
Oh, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj used to sing this kirtan very pathetically. No? Tears in his eyes. Oh, repetitions, so many repetitions, like this kirtan and Bande Rup Sanatanau Raghujugau Sri Jiva Gopalako. So you should also try to do like this. Very favorite kirtan. This. If you call by this kirtan, knowing the meaning, with melted hearted, oh, Mahaprabhu will come. Surely. These are the process to have the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now I am beginning my class. Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunumilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyai vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Yam Prabhrajantamanupetamapetakrityam Dvaipayano virahakataraya juhava Putreti tanmetaya tarvo bhinedo Tang sarvabhutaridayam munimanatosmi Tavaivasmi najivami tvaya vina Iti vijnaya radhe tang naimam charanati Bhaktya vihinaya paradalakshay Chiptasya kamadi taranga madhyai Kripamayin tvang saranam prapanna Brinde numaste charana Brinde numaste charana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare I was telling about Buddha, Prematur Bhakta. What is the meaning of Prematur? Of becoming so much atur, so much hankering always for Krishna. So he is like that Bhakta, Prematur Bhakta. And I have told so many things. So Krishna selected him to send to Braja and he went. And what he saw there? He saw a very high mountain like Everest in India. 7 miles high. Oh, looking towards that love and affection of Krishna. They were gopis. And then he began to pray to gopis. What? Oh, yuyam sma purnartha bhavanto lok pujita vasudeve bhagavati jasam arpitam manaha. Oh, gopis, how I can glorify you? It is beyond my limit. You are Purnartha. What is the meaning of Purnartha?
Purna means complete and Artha means all the...
Desire, all the... Everything heaven finished.
But who can give all desire
for the... Who is Purnartha? Only gopis are. In real sense. Why? Krishna is controlled by these gopis. And he had declared very vividly, oh, I cannot repay you. It is beyond my limit to repay you. You should be pleased only by your humbleness only. No? So he is telling, oh, you have left your home, your husband, wife. It is very hard to cut up the attachment of all these things. And you have done it. Right? And you have given yourself truly in the lotus feet of Krishna. Not only that, Krishna may give his hand in their necks. Oh, don't give me. Like children. He gave his hand in the necks of gopis, especially in Radha. And he was saying that, oh, I don't want that you should give up me. I cannot live without you. So Uddhava is telling that bhakti pravartita dishtya muninam api sudar klabha. Oh Muni, there are so many, Narada and all Muni. Shankar is Muni. Brahma. And so many Muni. But I have never seen anyone bhakt like you. Love and affection for Krishna, I have never seen like you. I was fearing that how can I give up Krishna and I will come to Vrindavan, leaving Krishna in Mathura. But now I am realizing this fact. Krishna is not fully in Mathura, partly and partly only. Fully he is in Vrindavan and with you. Now I am realizing. He is very partly, like thousand and lakhs parts only in Mathura. But fully he is in. I think that he is in your lotus feet always. He has given his whole freedom and what he heard to you. Sarvatma bhave bhavo adhikrito bhavati nam adhokhaje. Oh, Krishna is such a high class of thing that he cannot be controlled by anyone. Never, never. Like mad elephant. But by your man Ankush. Ankush means? By that and by golden chain you have controlled Krishna. Now Krishna is yours. So, Tirihi Mahabhaga, Mahan me anugraha krita. Oh, you have sprinkled your mercy to me. And I have seen in separation how you feel. Krishna is declaring himself. And that is why in Rasa, for some time he disappeared. Why? Only to glorify gopis. That all see Brahma Shankar and all Lakshmi Devi should see and all should see that how glorious gopis. How their separation mood is high than anyone. Even that mood, Krishna has not that mood. So, he is telling Javai, Uddhava is glorifying gopis. Javai Sri Archit Ajadibhi Aptakamai Jogvaishwari Rapi Vyadatmani Rasya Goshtyam Krishna Satat Bhagavata Charanaravindam Nastam Tanesh Vijahu Parirabhyata. Even Brahma Shankar and Narad, hardly they can bring in their trance, in their heart, the lotus feet of Krishna. No, they cannot do. And what of gopis? Gopis took that feet of Krishna permanently and kept in there, and they colored the Krishna feet. From what thing? Their kumkum. And Krishna became of gopis. It is very hard to bring the lotus feet of Krishna in anyone's trance, even by Brahma, Shankar, Narada and all others. Jabrahma Rudra Sukanarada Bhishya Mukhai Rarakchito Nasasa Purushasvatasya. So, here, if anyone wants to see Krishna, what he should do? He should tell, Radhe Radhe, bless Sri Radhe. And what will be? Oh, Krishna will be. At once come. Oh, what do you want? So go to your love this time. The Krishna, what is the meaning? Java is Sri Archit. Yes, sir.
Having come to Vrindavan, I am seeing the moods of the gopis and especially seeing Srimati Radhika speaking to the bumblebee in very high mood, Mohan Bhav, Chitra Jaupa, Divyon Mad. Oh, then he became astonished and he has spoken this verse. Ya vai sri atitama jadibir aptakame yogeshwarayapi sadatmani rasa gostam krishna siyad bhagavata charnaravindam nyasta kuteshu vijaru parirabhyatapam. He's saying that Yahweh, oh certainly it is true that Sri, the goddess of fortune, and Brahma, and so many great sages, and also great yogis, they want to worship the lotus feet of Krishna. But those lotus feet of Krishna are very difficult to attain. Even if they do austerities and meditation for thousands of years, it is very rare and very difficult for them, even for a moment, to see the effulgence of the tips of Krishna's toenails within the core of their hearts. Very, very difficult for them. But at the same time, what do we see? That the gopis of Vrindavan, at the time of the Ras Lila, their devotion is so great that they have taken the lotus feet of Krishna directly upon... Krishna has put...
Yes, sir. Because he cannot be happy by this. So he himself, oh, please take my feet. How glorious they are.
So the gopis of Vrindavan at the time of the Ras Lila, they have, it is said that all Lakshmi Devi, Brahma, Shiva and so many yogis, they are trying to worship the lotus feet of Krishna, but they cannot do it directly. They can do by meditation, and this is also very difficult. But the lotus feet of Krishna, the gopis are not worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna, but the lotus feet of Krishna are worshipping the breasts of the gopis. So they are so high. So Uddhavji, he's saying, Nyastam kuchesu vijaru parirabhyatapam. Sometimes the translation is given that the gopis by Krishna putting his feet upon their breast, then they became relieved from the burning of separation. Oh, but this is not the intention. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, in his commentary, he has explained, actually, it is the lotus feet of Krishna which are feeling the burning of separation. And it is Krishna himself who felt relief when he placed his feet on the breasts of the gopis. So their mood is so high. Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, and all, they're trying to meditate and worship the feet of Krishna. But the feet of Krishna, they are doing worship of the breasts of the gopis. And more than that, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, he has said, Nyastam kucheshu, Krishna has placed his feet there. Why? Because even though the gopis' love is so great that the feet of Krishna are worshipping the breasts of the gopis, they have mana and they're saying, no, I don't want. But Krishna, oh, by some trick, because he is the Jilalit Nayak, oh, very, very expert, Vaidagya, expert in the loving affairs, he himself, by any trick, he's placing his feet there. So in this way, Uddhavji has glorified the gopis as the supermost lovers of Krishna, from whom Krishna's lotus feet are always feeling the burning of separation.
Now, we should think more things. What? Udat could not stay in Vrindavan. And he has to return to Mathura again.
Why? Why? He has no so much... What? What? Why? Yes. He was fearing that I will have to feel separation like gopis. And he returned back to Mathura. And he prayed to Krishna that, oh, please, you should return to gopis. But he was not there. Only prayed the lotus dust of feet of gopis, Bande Aham Nanda Braja Istrinang, like this. But he returned back. He could not be at that time at any dust, any trina, gross. He may be become afterward, but at that time he was not. So much qualified that he should be anything of Braja. So he returned back. He has appellants to Krishna that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. This was the reason. So he prayed gopis. He had that, wanted to have that mood, but there was no such mood in him. He always thinking that, oh, Krishna is Supreme Personality. Then Braj Prem cannot be there. So he has to return back. But the Dasya Sevak, the servant of Krishna, the servant of Nanda Baba, their name was Raktak, Pittak, and so many. How they were glorious, always being in the house of Nanda Baba, and taking Krishna in their lap, kissing or making love to Krishna, and doing like this, that. So, this servant of Nanda Baba, of Krishna, are more glorious than Uddhava himself. Why? They are always with Krishna. And they are seeing, always feeling first, and they will never go to Mathura. If they will go, they will return. Because they are of Vrindavan. Uddhava is of Mathura and Dwarka. So they are more. You know that Hanuman is the servant of Ram. Hanuman is pure servant. But these Raktak, Pitrak, all these servants are not pure. What? Mixture of more hair. What is that? Sakha. Hanuman cannot kiss Ramchandra. He cannot sit on the bed of Ramchandra, but these servants, oh, easily they can sit on the bed of Krishna. They can say, Krishna, oh, Krishna, now you should sleep. Oh, you said, I will tell you a story, like this. So they are more, and they are more to Krishna. Also superior. But Sakha, Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal, especially Subal, Madhumangal, Arjun, Lavanga, oh, Kokil, Bhringa, right close. But Uddhava has not that thing. Subal can go to Mahabhav, and he can go to only Anurag. Anurag of Krishna. And he sometimes can go to Mahabhava. So they are so high class. You know, Ramchandra has so many friends. Who were they? Who? Who are the friends? Vibhishan. Not Angad. Angad was... Oh. Who is friend? That two friends can sit together. Eat together. Drink. And also Vibhishan. taking oath on the front of fire. But they are all like servants. They cannot sit together with Ram. They cannot give their reminiscence. But here, this Tam, Sidam, Subal, Madhubangal, all can play with Krishna. They can get their remnant. Or they are eating something very sweet, very sweet. And they will take remnant and give in Krishna's mouth. And Krishna also, taking anything very sweet, he will take any. So they are more than Sugriv, more than others, more than all friends of Ramachandra. Even Krishna can tell Subal Sakha, go to Srimati Radhika and tell her that without her I will die. She has now in man. So go and please pacify his man. Krishna flute cannot do that work. Krishna himself cannot do. But Subal will go and tell to Radhika, oh, you know, Krishna has sent me. I have seen. He is about to die. I have left him there. And I have seen. He is going to die. If you are in moment, you will not go there and meet Krishna. Then what will be? From tomorrow you cannot see. So if you want, you can come. Otherwise you will not come, Krishna will die. And then he will do his funeral ceremony. And seeing this, oh, she cannot see. At once, she comes to Krishna. So this Sakha Subha. But Mother Yashoda and Nanda are more from superior. They can chastise Krishna. Subal Sidam cannot chastise. Oh, Krishna is playing anywhere. And Yashoda will go. First she will send Rani Maiya to bring them. But they are running here and there, taking rounds here and there. They are not coming. Then himself, Yashoda Maiya goes. Oh, there is a ghost. You see, ghost is coming and he will take in you in his bag. Because where, and that. That's control. So Yashoda Maiya. Oh, love and affection is so much more than Dasarath, more than Vasudev, Devaki. More. Sometimes Devaki and Vasudev can hold their hands. Also Dasarath Maharaj Kausalya, they will hold their hands. Oh, you are Supreme Lord. You have come in my home, but mercifully you have come to establish religious. They do like. But Yashoda Nanda Baba, if Krishna is taking Govardhan so big, he will say that Nanda Baba is also always worshipping Narayan and he has taken, not Krishna. And all these Sakha will take stick and do like this. Oh, we have done. Krishna is very what he can do. So Yashoda Mother is so high in love and affection. But even, you know, Krishna will think that my mother should sleep. And what Krishna will do? At once he will go to meet gopis. So how glorious are gopis. So in among the gopis, Lalita, Vishakha and all, and among them, Srimati Radhika is superior. Radha, Krishnamayi, Prakta, Radhika Paradevata, Sarva Lakshmi Mayi, Sarva Kanti, Sambohita. even he can attract Krishna and control Krishna. So the love and affection in Srimati Radhika, love and affection in Nanda Vasudev, Nanda and Yashoda, love and affection in Rukmini Saptabhama, love and affection in, I've told so many from categories from beginning to last, Uddhav. In Pandavas, in Uddhav, in Hanuman, in Ambarish, Dhruva, Prahlad. You should select what kind of love you want to Krishna. Do you want to love like Dhruva? Do you want to love Krishna like Prahlad Maharaj? Do you want? Do you want to love Krishna like Ambarish Maharaj only? Do you want to have a prem like Hanuman? Oh, very glorious. Then, do you like love and affection like Pandavas and Draupadi? Satyabhama Rukmini? Like Uddhava? You like Uddhava? To be a grass? Do you like this? What you like? You like to be Raktak Patrak, the servant of Nanda Baba, always taking Krishna and kissing and playing with Krishna. Do you want? Then what you can want? To be like Sridham Subal, Madhumangal Subal, like a high class of devotees, very love affection, like it will touch to Mahabhav. Then what you like Yashoda Maiya? Oh? All will go to Yashoda Maiya, all gopis, Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, all will. And they will touch the feet dust of Yashoda Maiya. So we must try to be like Yashoda Maiya. Do you like? Then what you like? Lovers, gopis, like Chandravali? Oh, very good, very good. You like Chandravali? The highest topic, top of prema, is in Radhika. But it is not for Jiva. The servants of Radhika, like Yatakin Kari Subhausa Khaluka Kumani Nityam Parasya Purushasya Sikhanda Mole Jasya Kada Rasni De Vishvanu Jaya Patakeli Kunji Bhavana Marjana. Sometimes Radhika has some anger to Krishna and he has stopped to meeting and to talk with Krishna. Now he has come in the groups of Radhika, standing on the door, and there Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari all are standing. Krishna is what? Praying them. Oh, let me go inside. And they are, never, never you can go. You cheater, you cannot. Oh, black person, Srimati Radhika has now promised that I will not meet with any black thing. I don't believe in blacks. So you cannot go. And he is keeping his head on the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari Manjari. How glorious the yogi. Oh, we can follow the yogi. So, this is for jivas. We can be maid servant of Radhika, eternal. Padabjayos tava bina varadasya. Nannat kadapi samaye kila devi jache. Sakhayate mamo namasto namasto nityam. Dasyayate mamo rasosya. I don't want, oh Radhike, you want to give? Prem like you, but I don't like. I want to be eternal maid servant of you, that I can serve you. So this is the highest thing, love. This is our goal. Now from 3 days, 4 days, I am telling. Now we have come to this point, that this kind of prema in Rupa Manjari, in Rupa Goswami, is our goal of our life. But how can we attain this? Very difficult. But we'll have to go in process. And that is why, first of all, you will have to follow Upadeshamrita of Rupa Goswami. First of all. I've told your goal. This is our goal. But not for all. Those who are so lucky, those who have some greed for this. So I have told in detail. But now, your decision. Among them, what kind of love you want, and then process will come. First, go. And now, how to attain, have this. Then process will come. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told, he had told all the incarnations of Krishna, and then he told him, what? Iti chans kalahus. Krishna tu. And then how to have Krishna? He has told in Ekadash and Dvadash Skanda, Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th and 12th. So we should now write. But I think that by that we cannot go forward so much, very soon. But if you are following Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all other Sarup Damodar Raya Ramanand, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, very easily you can attain. So let us follow from beginning of Rupa Goswami. He is our root guru. And we should make our goal that we want love and affection from Krishna, like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rup Goswami. And then, how he followed this process by this body, how he was chanting. Sankhya purvaka nam gana nativi kalavashano krito nidrahara bihar kadi vijito chatanta dino sajo radha krishnam mahirnisau prabhajito radha krishnam ananda sammohito bande rupa sanatana yuga prabhu yugau si jiva gopal. We will have to follow this process. Sankhya purvak naam, gan, dandat pranam, thousand times. And weeping, sometimes in Radha Kund Shantam, Govardhan, here, Radhike, where you are. Krishna, where you are. Lalite Vishakhe, where you are. Without this process, you can't. So from beginning, Bako Vegam, Manasah Krodha Vegam, this should try to follow. And then we will come to, after this, we will come to Manashikya. And then we can follow all this. Otherwise, no. Then, from tomorrow, we'll begin all this process. Now you should think that our goal is fixed. And how now we can? I have come to give all these things. Those who are lucky, fortunate, they will have and they will follow. Go, Pramanam. I have come here. I don't want that I should return and after this everything will go away. And then you'll be like zero. I don't want. I want that what I have given to you and I'm going to give you. You should maintain your heart. Try to be harmony with all. Don't quarrel among you of different opinions. For the sake of service of the Guru and Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, you should be very humble. And try to harmonize each other. Give respect to each other.
how my mission, this, the mission of Rupa Goswami, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Krishna, will be what? Preached. You should think this. You should try to distribute my books, the books of Swamiji, my books. And I want to have a center here, preaching center. If you will try, very easily it can be done. I think that there will be no scarcity of money. Only harmonizing is essential. Cooperating together. You should do all these things. I want that more books should be published and they should be distributed. And also you should read the book and associate with high class of Vaishnava. And go on doing preaching, this also Nagar Sankirtan like what Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada has done. We should try to follow him. We should try to follow him, not those who've fallen down, these JVC or anything. I don't want to take their names. I want that you should never fall down. So follow Swami, follow me. And very soon you should distribute books in chain. There will be no scarcity of money, I know. And very soon I want a very good center anyhow. So I want that you should sit together and discuss and do two things very shortly, very soon. Then I will be happy. Otherwise, what I am giving you, after when I will return, it will go away. By this way it will come and by this way it will go away.